Thank you. Dave Johnson?
I'm not even going to go there. Just a quick point of order. Just a reminder, this is a body that represents the listeners. We're listener representatives, and there's at least one member of this body that's absent every single time the listeners speak. I'd love if the chair could make note of that and maybe some stern words, actually be here to listen to the listeners that we are representing.
I think that would be important. I'll wait for the member return. Oh, really? When was that one? I don't
know. No, we don't need to be there.
Thank you, IGM. Nice to see you. I think this is your first meeting. I'm Dave Johnson. I'm the Community Advisory Board KPFK facilitator. I would just like to, I need to talk for probably 10 or 15 minutes, so we can't do that. I would like to say that there's a lot of things we can do on money that we've brought up at these meetings before. Nothing's ever acted on them. We're leaving a lot of dollars on the table by not fulfilling pledges. We have people cancel $400 donations to the station. Terry Guy's office is a mess. Membership doesn't respond to people that haven't got stuff. The Spanish and African programmers don't get any support. They don't get any help. They don't have anybody in there fishing. They don't get any support with premiums. And I'm also wanting to, I'm very concerned about the outsourcing, the corporatization of our phone room. We need to see a make or buy decision tree on this to see what the financial is, because when you farm something out, it still costs you money. And at a community radio station, the volunteers in the phone room are essential. It's how people first volunteer at KPFK. And there's plenty of other places that maintain a phone room, including KCRW and KJAD, and they raise lots of money with volunteers. There's ways to do it.
Welcome. Thank you for being here today, Richard. I really appreciate it. I've been involved in struggle since the 90s. I have like two or three quick points. First, I have a question which I don't expect to be answered right now, but can anybody tell me what the executive director's salary is, or what the salaries are of all of the executives of the foundation? Is this published anywhere?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I would like to know why that attempted salary of $105,000 was attempted, why that was attempted. Regarding Eva Georgia, the whole focus of what was going on at that time were community-based events. That's what this station is meant for, to support the community. I want to recall Mario Cassetta and his Arts and Crafts Fair every year, which had entertainment and just brought in a huge amount of money. We need somebody like that to organize these kinds of holiday fairs. Second point is, thank you very much. I have one word of advice, though. It's a word of advice that was very quickly. Put on your big boy pants.
Our directors have 2 minutes to respond to the public comments.
Muchísimas gracias a toda la gente que ha venido, la forma de participar, de mover esta fundación, que es la Fundación Pacífica, entre todos, por supuesto. Gracias por estar aquí.
And the model from back in the day that has been referred to is something that our problem is nationwide. It's at all the stations. All the stations have gotten similar, most of them, similar letters from CPP, but we didn't need those letters to know that the numbers have been declining and that we have to make those same efforts, because it's not like we don't know how to do it, because we've done it. Así que tenemos que ver a todo el enlace de las instituciones, porque tenemos que hacer la misma cosa, crecer a los radioescuchantes. Y ya sabemos cómo hacerlo. Lauren?
Bien rápido, solamente quería darle las gracias por estar aquí esta tarde. Yo sé que quizás es mi tiempo para trabajar o hacer algo diferente con la familia, ¿verdad? Pero ustedes están aquí y soy bien agradecido porque ustedes están aquí. I just want to say to everybody that I'm one of your directors, and I want you to hold me accountable. I want you to, I want you to have my number, my phone number, if you need to call me and hold me accountable to any concerns that you have. So, le quiero también ofrecerle mi teléfono como un director, y si tienen algunas quejas, ustedes me pueden llamar directamente.
Muy bien.
Thank you. So we move on to our next item, committee and task force reports, the GM Search Committee report. Michael Novick is the chair of that committee.
Yes.
The General Land Research Committee has met. We kind of laid out a calendar of development of that process. We want to review the previous job descriptions and see how they apply to the current situation. We'll be developing a series of advertisements to post the position once we do that based on the job description. The next two meetings have been set. As mentioned previously, the next one will be on Tuesday, May 27th, here at the Peace Center. Until we get into the process of actual interviews, most of that what's going on is open to the public. The following meeting will be June 11th, and after that we'll be looking at, posting a position and beginning to take applications. That would be confidential under the current agreement. So we hope to move forward, fairly rapidly. There is a separate motion that's going to be coming up later today from the Governance Committee to have the PNB reconsider its change in the procedure to ban non-LSP members from such search committees, but for now we're functioning with only LSP members on the GM search committee until the PNB might change the policy.
Thank you. The Governance Committee report, Dr. Wenger?
The governance committee met on Monday, as we always do, the Monday before the other two meetings. We'll be back here at 7:30. We had some important discussion there about the way we do recalls. The first thing I want to establish is the bylaws are basically like the constitution of an organization. And the bylaws provide rights to the members, and these rights cannot be taken away by the PNB. And that means that if the PNB writes a policy that steps on these rights, it's unbylawful. It's like unconstitutional. And in fact, the previous PNB did exactly that and put forward an onerous procedure that essentially negates the ability of the staff. I'm not a staff person, so I always want to talk about the listeners. I represent the listeners. Can we ask the people not talk?
She's translating.
Oh, she's translating. I withdraw my objection. If you're a member of the staff and you feel that you're not being represented, then you have the right to recall your representative. That's an absolute right. It cannot be taken away. The only way to take it away is to have a bylaws amendment. And a bylaws amendment has to be put forward by six directors, and then it's passed by the PNB, and then it goes out to the stations, was ratified by three of the five stations that lead to the five stations, and then if it impacts and imposes a change in the rights of the membership, then the constituency affected gets to vote on it. So if I'm a member of the staff, you take away my rights to do something, then you can pass the bylaw, and then I still get to vote on it. But in fact, the policy put forward by the PNB takes that away because the policy roughly is you write it up, you get some signatures, and send it to our secretary here. We send it to the national secretary, which refers it to the staff council, and the staff council determines whether something to it, and then it goes to the PNB, and the PNB votes on it. But gee, that's the same PNB member people want to object. Now it's a vote on whether or not his constituency can unseat them and recall. So therefore, there cannot be a recall. If the majority supports, if there's a bad LSD member, that person cannot be removed if the PNB likes them. So therefore, it's unlawful. So just tell the staff, they have a right, an absolute right to recall their people. All they have to do is give them 30 days notice and a chance to speak and defend themselves, and then it's a vote, and up and down vote, and that's all there is to it. So that's that part of it. And I'll take questions afterwards.
There's some motions that you were going to present?
Yeah, we can either take, actually, I'm open to this. We can either take the questions now, or we can take over the motions.
Lydia, you have a question?
Yes, this is just in response to what John said. I agree with him. I mean, I do think that this does, whenever you're talking about membership rights, that it does require that. Not my side of the aisle, his side of the aisle that would have to move to rescind that motion since they're the ones that put it out. However, there was a rationale behind it. And the one time that we did go through the process of recalling a listener member, which was actually Tracy Rosenberg, and she won in court against us because the actual voter rolls were not current, and so some people were left off, and there was legitimate. So there are so many ways that you can be in, that could invite litigation that may have lent itself to that motion. I don't know. I was not on the PNB at the time, but I do know it was your side of the aisle. So bylaws are supposed to be not a policy book. They are bylaws. They're like the pattern. And then you fill it in with motions. When it comes to membership rights, and based on what Kel Court says, that's a different situation. And that's why I agree with John. So it should require a bylaws amendment. Maybe there should be some process, but I agree with John. It should not be up to the PNB to make that determination.
Thank you.
Michael?
I guess it's a point of order. Wasn't that business from the committee? There were motions that were adopted by the committee for the presentation to the LSD. Can we move on to that?
Right.
Business?
We're in discussion right now. Questions to the
committee.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, it's a point of order. I don't understand why we're not dealing with the business of the committee first.
There's
an
appendix on the back of the second page.
The purpose of the governance committee is to help the LSB perform its role, which is governance. And what governance is a specialty, a bunch of specialists that get around and do that. We had this, Brenda put it on the agenda last time, and we had, which we discussed, the PNB reports. The purpose of this is to, I reflected upon it, and we had that discussion. I neglected to make it a motion. But the point is, the governance committee serves this committee, and the point is to do good governance. And if you don't want to do governance, then you can insist on the rules. And Michael's right, so I made my point, and Lydia agreed. So the point is to educate everybody about what the rules are. Now, the first motion here, the LSC urges the PNB to revert the status quo ante in a search process allowing the LSB to include non-LSB listeners on search committees. This was the Michael Novin Novick motion, and that was it. So the LSB can now vote on this if they wish to.
I move the adoption of the...
cannot hear you.
It's working on, okay. I move, unless it's not a vote at this point, I stepped out of the room for a second. I move the adoption of these motions that come from the government.
The consent.
Consent.
I second.
Okay.
Motion carries.
I'm going to want to vote.
Okay, we'll take it to vote for the first motion. If you are in favor of the motion, that was just read, here it is. The LSC urges the DMV to revert to the status quo ante in a search committee process of allowing the LSC to include non-LSC members on search committees. And so, we'll take a vote. If we have a right now.
There's going to be another
discussion.
Some discussion. Okay. Notice that it's controversial.
Yeah, we should have a discussion. We're at, somebody's
going to move. I'd move a 5-minute extension for discussion.
Madam Chair.
Point of information. Where this will come from?
There's a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
And as Michael points out, we didn't use the time on the other items under this general agenda item. But if people want to be technical about it, I'm moving a 5-minute extension.
Okay. 5 minutes. Is there
second?
Any objection for 5 minutes? Move on. You're not reading that for objection, are you?
Nope.
Okay. There's no objection. We're moving on for extended 5 minutes. So discussion will take 2-4 to begin.
Point of information. The agenda has one motion attached to it that I can see, and it's mentioned here, bylaws amendment from Novick. One thing is mentioned. I don't know what.
My motion was for this LSC to have a vote and to pass the same matters that the governance committee passed and is forwarded on to us for consideration at its April 14th.
And there was an objection.
Yeah. Well, there was an objection that I guess there are an objection a motion. I mean, you can vote against it when it comes time to vote. Somebody suggested we should have discussion. Somebody said the time was up, so I moved an extension discussion. I don't know what else to do
there.
Point of information. Are there any objections to the motion to revert to the PM?
Can you say your objection, Ms.
Cousin?
And please use the mic.
I guess. I voted it the first time. I still think that it's a bad idea.
Why?
Please direct your comments to the chair.
The PND had a previous policy to allow non-LSP members in search committees. When we discussed this briefly, I pointed out that I served on the user at the search committee when I was elected at a town hall meeting of listeners. I was not a member of anything at that time. I maintained the confidentiality of that user at the search committee, then any other member of that committee. And I think that should respect the possibility that there are members of our listening audience who might be superior to members in this local station board in their ability to participate and contribute to a search committee for a general manager. So I think that urging the PNB to bring the previous policy on the question is a wise move.
Just like, we have 2.5 minutes for this item, so for all of governance. Is that how we
vote? Mike,
you opposed?
Yeah, upon reflection, I just wanted to state the argument against it. The issue is that if you're an OSB member and you violate the confidentiality, you can be sanctioned, you can be booted off the board for it. If you're a non-OSB member and you break confidentiality, we have no way of dealing with that, and there's no way to discipline that person. So that's the argument for having it restricted to OSB members.
Okay. We need one more speaker for.
And we have Ron.
Ron?
Is it possible to have one LSB member, then, and 10 listener members? It doesn't say anything about the limits of a committee here. Or is that said someplace else?
That was a question.
That was a question.
Okay, yeah, to respond to, we had a previous, when the previous LSB policy existed, we did have a motion to establish a committee search committee that had, I believe, three listener members who were not LSB members behind it out of a body of 11, and that would be the governing policy.
We had two speakers for two speakers.
We're going to amend one more speaker for.
One speaker for.
I speak for.
Okay. So, one of the reasons we're trying to write this wrong is because the way it was reinstituted, only listeners not to be on search committees. Because the majority did not, the minority did not have control at the time. So what they did was they reinstituted something that was a form of, it's very consistent, because the people that reconvened the meeting were not even members of the LSB. They were already turned out, they were playing golf, whatever they were doing, but they were no longer members of the LSB.
Point of order.
That's incorrect. There was no reconvening of the committee.
Thank you. We are at time on this item, so we need to go to a vote. Okay, if you're in favor of this motion.
The basis of the listener.
So,
we said something. Before the vote. That's our rule.
Can't disrupt the public meeting.
You'll be asked to leave before the vote.
Point of order.
If there are public comments, then we will have to ask the we can move the public comments. We need to move the public comments before. Sorry, it was overlooked.
Only in the topic or anything?
Right.
Only on the topic.
Before we take the vote, we want to ask
that. So,
there's a hair in the back. I want to comment on the board.
There was an LSB motion for public comment for major votes of the LSB.
You're not going to listen to the public you represent?
So
Is there any objection from the body to allow the public comment before this vote on a motion?
No.
Chair, point of order, can you make sure that all members stay for the public comment?
I can't, that's something you can
mention.
If all the members of the local station board can return to their seats, if you can hear me, you're out there. We will take public comment. We do have a stack for public comment. First is Fumi. Fumi? You're first on the stack.
Hi. I'm a long-time listener and sponsor, and I felt it important to come down here and have a conversation about the fun drives that are driving me and other people I know away from the station. It's really unbearable at this point. You can't ask people for dollar day premium in the morning and then back in the evening and then offer the same premium and then dollar a day 3 months later. It's just not doable. The people who listen to the station are, we're like the $25, $50, $75, you know, premium. That's what I could do. And I'm a teacher. Also, you can't offer the same premium last time as you do this time, and then in the morning, and then in the evening. It's not fair, and you're driving people away. I feel like there should be a campaign to increase the listenership. That's where the campaign should be. There should be bumper stickers with KBMK signs all over town. Shouldn't just be me and the people in the parking lot here.
Thank you. Next we have Leslie Ashburn. Hi.
Please,
if I may. First of all, I keep hearing about this institutional Darwinism, and I want to clear this up a little bit. Nothing in institutional Darwinism suggests that you should eat off your leg. Okay? The idea behind institutional Darwinism is that you adapt or perish. And since I don't think we're up for perishing, I think adaptation is probably the way we go. And I'd like to follow up. I think Fumi said it very well, and I'd like to repeat this. We are in a unique position at KPFK. As the network is crashing and burning around us, and we agree, I think, if it is, that we're pretty well at rock bottom, and this latest lawsuit has brought that to a point, K is actually doing better than the other stations. This puts us in a position to perhaps reinvent what we've been doing a little bit here. That's fine, thank you very much. I'd like to just add that we can make fundamental change and go to grassroots donors and a solid, dedicated base. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Sorry.
Yeah, I just want to point out that celebrations on the winning of a preliminary injunction are preliminary. The court case is not over. But one of the things that the judge said was that the board has authority to fire Summer Reese. So Summer Reese is no longer pretending to not have been fired, and she can bring litigation for improper termination. The judge had no opinion on whether or not she would get anywhere with that.
Thank you. Lance Brown?
Thank you. I love KPFK. I have for a long time. I've supported KPFK for a long time. I assume just about everybody in the room could say the same thing, that you love KPFK and that you support KPFK. This is the first time I've been here. I don't know the insider politics, but it looks like us and them. So why don't we all just recognize that we're trying to create a station which can help to enlighten people and to help improve people's lives and to improve society and work together. Maybe you guys need to spend some time having lunch together and playing poker together, because, again, as somebody who's never been here before, I'm just sensing this discourse. And if you guys realize that our goals are aligned, and if you guys spend some time getting to know each other, maybe it'll help.
Thank you. Peter Matthews?
Hello, my sisters and brothers at KPFK. I'm Peter Matthews. I want to say you're the wonderful station. I teach political science for the last 28 years at Cypress College. I've been putting on my syllabus. KPFK is the number one of all the stations for my students to listen to. And we have 300 students per semester. That's where we got to reach out to young people. Let's go to all the campuses and get them to contribute also. $10, $15, $20, or $100 they can afford it. And I'm a member of your station. I contributed $100 the other day, which I reported. Also, I want to mention very quickly, I'm with you all the way. I'll help you publicize. I'm a host co-host on KEIB. Don't start hissing. Their channel, one of the worst, right? But David Cruz's show asked me to be a co-host on Saturday, and we're still giving a progressive message. We just spoke about the gap in religion tour. Thomas Kennedy's book today, and yes, Kennedy's book. We talked about that today on KEIB on my show with David Cruz. Great. And I would love to go on KEIB and tell you about my book. I wrote a book that's called Dollar Democracy, with Liberty and Justice for Some, How to Win Back the American Dream for All, and I've got the book. I want to contribute half of the book to you for your fund drive, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next speaker, we're going into our second round. In order of the assignment is Rolando. Okay, Fernando.
I hate to break down the news because I wanted the previous speakers here. KPFK, the people who operate inside the LSP, the Pacific National Board, and inside KPFK are also members, citizens of the United States of America, where the issue of race and class is an everyday thing. White supremacy and white privilege is also part of the daily living. So get used to it. People coming inside the building or coming inside the room are not going to leave all this baggage behind, but I'm here to ask you is that let's work together to put together a plan. Learn to recognize what is a good radio program and why. And then we do the outreach holding hands. We can do it. At least stop the big ring. As my brother here said, put the big boy pants and the big boy pants. Let's get to work.
We have two more speakers on the list. Augustine and Vidan, and then this back is closed for public comment.
Good.
For this round.
And then you go. Okay, well, you know, I asked for some clarification on the question of having these counselors that are coming, are they bilingual, or they only speak English? And if so, how are you going to have the Spanish language programming? Well, I asked that to the new interim head of the PFK or whatever, you know, and I didn't get any response on that. I think that's very important. You know, to ignore us, you can't. You know, we're the majority in California now, and especially here in Southern California, you cannot do that. The majority supposedly is supposed to rule, even though a lot of people say, well, you Latinos, you're the minority. Oh, that's not anymore. We are the majority, so pay attention to us.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, next one, Liz.
Yeah, I have a fundamental belief. If you support the community will support you. Mr. Interim General Manager, I think it's very important to you, in terms of understanding the Eva George model, or the model you're representing, that you really also get a balanced perspective and don't look upon the staff for your sole input. Because the staff has one objective, to keep their job by doing a decent amount of work to maintain your lifestyle. What Eva George did, and Robert Ventura, former general manager, did, was come in and make them come to work on time, make them have a very disciplined job description, make them go to community, do community organizing, community work with the system. The president staff does not want that. If you read Christine Blasio's memo, she lays that out very clearly, that the staff is lazy, and a particular approach to fund drive now is what they want, because they have to do the least amount of work, and it doesn't require them to work with unpaid programmers, to work with the community. So I encourage you, meet that meeting, myself, Leslie, Rodrigo, once a month with the general manager, to give a broader perspective, a community perspective, a third world perspective, an African, and Native American, Chicano, a progressive European perspective. So I encourage you not just to listen to the staff, but listen to some of the people in this room, like a Leslie, like Jim Lafferty, other people, give a perspective that you're not going to get from the staff. All they care about is getting paid, to pay their salary, quickly without doing the hard work to organize the community.
Thank
I encourage you to listen to the community,
John.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're out of time for public comments, so we're going back to take a vote. And we are
this
at
public
time.
Comment was meant to address the motion. It didn't.
I cannot.
That's
the
why it's there.
That's
why
the public was.
There.
Thank you.
Well,
okay, we're
going to speak. But that's fine.
I know you're going to take your vote. The amount of steps. We have you on the list in the next.
Point of order?
Okay. Yes,
thank you. Respectfully, through the chair, earlier when we had public comment, it was directed specifically at the target, which was the general manager, I believe. People that were off topic were asked to stay on topic. In this instance, for public comment, it was supposed to be on a particular topic, and they weren't directed to do the same. It seems to be two different sets of rules.
I did say that we would take public comment before the motion because that with our procedure, I cannot put a voice inside the public. They speak
all the questions
when they have the mic.
All the questions.
If you are in favor of the motion for the government committee that we read, please raise your hand. If you are in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, abstentions. Motion carries. Okay. We are moving here at time number. We are on town hall task force. We have the chair of our town hall task force for a 2-minute report. Is she here?
I made a motion and it was seconded to adopt all of the recommendations that have been sent to us by the governance committee. We had discussion, we had people speaking for, we had people speaking against, we had public comment as called for by the agenda. I have now called the question. And the question, therefore, has obviously been called on all of them.
Okay. Can we just, misunderstood.
Point of order.
I objected
to that.
Right.
So
that's why we voted.
That's why we voted. We weren't voting on my objection to your wanting to pass them all.
What are you talking about?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Please, the ground speak.
My understanding of the way Robert's Rules of Order works is there's a consent calendar. If there's an objection and someone wants to pull something, it's pulled. You don't just go ahead and vote on the consent calendar. It's pulled. Everything was pulled. We started with the first one. We voted on it. We ran out of time. We're done. So the rest of these motions have to come up for the next meeting.
Thank you. Okay. Got less than a minute, please.
No.
This is how our meetings should be full with lots of people every single month, not when there's a crisis. And I hope that these crises are behind us soon. I want the new interim general manager to pay close attention to what has transpired here, what has been relayed to you. We hope, all of us, that you will put forth your energy in doing the right. Can we get the board to please pay attention? I can't. We're not. so that we start a new dawn here. There's a lot that needs to be done, and it's all about programming. Forget about fundraising. Programming is the issue. When programming becomes the core value of the station.
Excuse me, this is a town hall task force report.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I will, I'm sorry, because I was told that I was wondering why I would have to finish. Okay, very good. Sorry. The town hall task force has met several times. We meet again next Tuesday on the 20th at 7 p.m. at KPFK. On our last meeting, we have decided part of our timeline, and there will be a presentation by the Pacifica Archives, Brian the Chaser will be joining us this coming Tuesday, Jesse Wood. We want the resources of KPFK to be with us so that we can have a successful town hall event scheduled for the 27th of July, and it will be held at Chuka Justice Center in Englewood, and it's at 1137 Eastwood on the Boulevard, Englewood, 90302. I urge you to join us next Tuesday so we can plan the timeline. Thank you. It is 4 o'clock. So we are at the end of our agenda, and so I wanted to
our regular scheduled time
to move the public comment up. I did want to ask if we can do a section of announcement before we move on to the delegates meeting, the community announcement.
Hi, Jeff. You're on.
Okay.
Yeah, Richard.
If anybody wanted.
I think we need to get out of the next item. We could literally be here all day.
Okay.
Let's go.
So,
roll call.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the regular LSP agenda, and we're going to reconvene as a delegate assembly.
Madam Chair.